Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Deion Clisso with Preps KC, and we got a great guest this week. We're talking about a fantastic program at the University of Kansas Health System, their Sports Medicine and Performance Center, and we're joined with Megan Bechtold. You're a physical therapist there, and you guys have a new class that is starting up next week for ACL injury prevention, and I always want to make sure anterior cruciate ligament. I think most everybody's pretty familiar with that acronym ACL. This is an exciting thing. We always talk about fixing them. You guys are really looking at ways to prevent them. What is this program that you guys have started?
Yeah, that's right. Well, the goal here, of course, as it sounds, the injury reduction, injury prevention programming, is to get ahead of these potential injuries for our athletes. We understand how devastating an injury like this is. You know, we do see this injury, unfortunately, all too often, and the downtime is significant. These athletes are sidelined for a very long time. And in some cases, those athletes don't make it back to the same level. So getting ahead of this is really our goal. We want to prevent any of these that we can. There's some data in the research that would suggest that we can potentially identify our highest risk athletes. And so what we're doing is we're trying to put together a program that targets our at-risk athletes, gets them in and puts them through the paces in terms of checking the boxes and eliminating some of these risk factors.
Where is this located and when are you starting?
Yeah, great question. We're at the Sports Medicine and Performance Center in Overland Park, which is approximately at the corner of 125th and Antioch, just east of that intersection there. And the program starts on this coming Monday, February 18th, and we're really excited to roll this out. It's going to run for 6 weeks. It's two sessions a week for 6 weeks. And the athletes will come in, and they'll be there about an hour, maybe slightly more than that. At the end of the 6 weeks, we're going to do some reassessments on them and see what kind of improvements we've made.
Who are you looking for to get in this program?
Yeah, so the target audience here is really that adolescent and high school athlete. We feel that getting them on the early side of their athletic career might give us more potential for prevention. So even as young as about 12, 11 to 12 years old would be just right, and then up through high school as well.
What kind of goals do you have for them, and what kind of takeaways that they can use in their regular training for whatever sport they're doing are you looking to give them?
Yeah, the goals are really there's a few goals here. One is we need to assess their risk, and based on their movement patterns, if they have dysfunctional movement patterns, this is commonly found in how they might jump or land or change directions. We've got to get those remedied right away. So improving their movement patterns, ensuring that they have perfect proficiency with how they're moving first. And then the second goal is to build lower body strength so they can be more resilient athletes. And then we're also going to teach and encourage good warm-up and cool-down practices so that they understand the value of that and they can implement that on their own, on their own time once they're done with our program.
You know, it's interesting. I saw an interview with Rod Woodson, the NFL Hall of Famer, just this over the weekend, and he was discussing when he tore his ACL. Now, it was, 25 years ago on the old style turf, and he talked about how he would always break in shoes for a game in the middle of the week, and the only time he didn't do it, he pulled a brand new pair of shoes out of the box, went out, and that's the day he tore his ACL.
Wow.
I know that's 25 years ago, and we're dealing with different turf and different things now. When you see so much turf out there now, in Blue Springs, they're turfing the baseball fields now. Is that something that you guys are looking at to say, do you train differently if you know you're going to be on turf all the time, or is there certain things you want to think about?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think the biggest thing related to that is that the turf can potentially change how the body decelerates. So once the foot is planted, how much deceleration force is needed by the athlete to make that a healthy deceleration. And so, the thing there is that you have to train specific to the sport. So in the case you were giving that example, he needed to spend time on that turf in those shoes before going out and doing that. You know, obviously he learned the hard way there. But the big thing is, you know, we need to train specific to the athlete's sport. So if that is something that they're going to be spending time on, that's part of what they need to be doing in training. And understanding that decelerating on that type of a surface might be different than in a weight room and things of that nature.
Well, I know in the high school level, you're seeing that turf is such a it's almost at every football field, and now you're starting to see baseball go to it. And I understand why school districts do it. It's a cost in games and things like that. Are we learning more? Like you said, the deceleration, are we learning more and more every day about how that turf affects the body?
Yeah, I think we are. The thing that's really been more substantial in the latest research has been not necessarily on the surface, but potentially impairments in how those muscles are recruiting. Not to say there isn't a correlation with turf, but it hasn't been as demonstrated in the research as the incorrect landing pattern that may affect, you know, how that knee caves in when they plant their weight on the foot. So it's not that it isn't related, it's just it's not as clear cut in the literature as some of the other things that we're trying to target.
One other question I had for you is, I know that, and I don't know if it's still this way now, but I know in the last 15 years, I've seen reports that the ACL injury was becoming, not epidemic, but more common in female athletes than in male athletes. Is that still a situation that's happening, or is the training techniques for female athletes gotten better to where that those numbers are maybe, you know, equal?
No, yeah, great question, and unfortunately, no, it's not. The female athlete is at a 3-time greater risk than the male athlete for the ACL injury, and that has not changed over the last few years. So we are looking at that and trying to identify what can we do differently for our female athletes to really try to bring that more up to par. But right now, yeah, the female athlete is at a much higher risk, approximately threefold.
Okay, this great program, how do you sign up, and where can you find out more information?
Great, yeah, you can give us a call. We can call, or you can call us and we can enroll over the phone. I'll give the phone number for that, and then you can always find more information about us at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com, but the phone number would be 913-574-1240, and that'll get you to our direct scheduler for the Sports Medicine and Performance Center, and we can give you any more information that you may like. So we'd be excited to have you give us a call and come on out.
Well, and we'll have that, of course, on prepskc.com and link into your site like we always do. And we appreciate everything the Sports Medicine Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System does for athletes of all shapes and sizes. As a Royals and Chiefs fan, we love what you do for them. getting them back out there and
sure,
ready to play, and what you do for these high school kids and even the middle schoolers and things like that. Even on the sidelines, what you guys do at games, whether it's football or you know all the other sports that the high school players play. We appreciate the partnership we have with you guys, and keep up the great work, and looking forward to chatting with you again.
Hey, likewise, and thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.